Hi, this is Ariana, returning the call back from customer support. May I assist you?
I was calling to find out there was a couple of charges on my credit card. I was trying to understand what those were for.
No problem. You can provide me with that zip code. I can better assist you.
Okay, 30655.
I'm at 30655. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hewitt, Hugh Hett.
You say your first name was Hewitt?
That's the last name. Sheila is the first name.
And do you know the phone number that may be associated with that account?
Probably 678-995-4603.
And there's 76, I'm sorry, 678-995-4603.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you verify the address that's on file?
2046 Winfield Drive, Monroe, Georgia, 30655.
Okay, give me 1 second while I verify and pull up that account.
Thank you.
Okay, sir, are you calling about which charge on your account?
There's two. There's a $67 something and a $5 something charge.
Okay, I see here where they paid for the corset piece.
What was it?
A corset piece.
A corset.
It could have been a kitchen piece, a corset piece. What I see here is the corset piece.
Okay, and that was the which charge?
That's the 6732 charge.
Okay. And then the $5 charge was what?
The $5.74 was the shipping and handling charge.
Okay, yeah.
Anything else I can help you with besides letting you know what was going on with the account?
I don't think so. What so who is the manufacturer? Who is like how can we get on and kind of look at the account and see what's going on with that?
It's provided to the email sheila.hughett@gmail.com.
Okay.
Most of the time, depending on how the email is set up, if your email is set up in a certain type of way, it'll send most of the emails that we send to either your junk, your spam folder, or not important. It depends on your email setup. So sometimes you can see it
Okay.
in your priority, depending on that, or you may see it in your junk mail. Depending on how your junk mail works, after a certain amount of time, your junk mail may delete it. What I can do is get an email resent back out so you're able to look at what you have on your account if that's something you
Okay.
would like.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be good. Thank you. Now, is this a one-time thing or is this
Yes,
an
sir.
ongoing thing? It's just a one-time thing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, if there's any issues with the product, can we send that back?
Unfortunately, it is a no return policy unless it states in, because we're customer support, so you can't return it here. But if they provide you with a return label and stuff like that, then you're more than welcome to return it back to them. However, you just can't return it back to us. So I just let the customers know that we have a no return policy.
I see. Okay.
And the email that I did read back, is that the correct email or you're not 100% sure?
Sheila.hewitt@gmail.com. That's correct.
Okay. So an email should be sent sometime today, depending on when they do it. Due to I'm just now sending it now, so the email is going to come straight from corporate.
Okay. And what exactly is the thing that was sent? A corset? What
It's
is
a
it
cor
like a table?
a corset pieces. It depends. How it works is she goes and she picks out what she wants to be picked out. As far as this, so it can be kitchenware, it can be pots, pans, it can be anything that the customer selects. See, we're not able to see what the customer as far as totally selected due to confidentiality on their online purchases, but however, we're able to know what exactly in the category of what they selected, if that makes sense. So
And
I'm
that's
able to see what she selected, but I'm not able to see the direct item she selected.
okay, so you're just able to see like corset
Pieces, yes, sir.
piece. Okay. All right. All right, very good. Well, I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful day, and thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.